Daily Inspiration, May 3rd, Condensed Version. Ending the Ego's Game of Self-Judgment. How much time and energy have we already sacrificed at the altar of self-judgment? What prayers has self-judgment ever answered? What wounds has it ever healed? Today, let us recall the irrationality of self-judgment by noting three things. First, the ego thinks that it has the knowledge to judge you and your journey. And yet it does not even know what you are having for lunch tomorrow. If it does not know what you're having for lunch, can it really tell you what is in your own best interests, let alone that of the universe? Because you co-created your journey with God, trust that every step along your path is perfect for your growth, healing, and awakening. Every time you choose to trust your divine plan over the ego's need for self-judgment, you will increase your levels of peace and joy. Second, know that you are always making the best decision possible with the tools, coping mechanisms, and self-awareness that you have available to you at the time. So there is no reason to judge yourself. Third, the ego would insist that you made mistakes because you were not wise, spiritual, or good enough. But ask yourself, how many times have these so-called mistakes become some of my greatest lessons? If by learning from them, you turn these so-called errors in judgment into wisdom, then were they ever truly mistakes or bad in the first place? Everything that helped you grow, develop, mature, and become more self-aware is useful, and thus are gifts that you offered yourself. And the gifts of your life experiences will one day become gifts to others.